Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspaper say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like, and you don't have to spend as much money either, because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Blackmail at Roundup. The town of Roundup, Montana, lies in a valley among rolling hills some 50 miles north of Billings. At one time, in the days when the famous Cisco Kid roamed the West, Roundup was a cattle town on the Musselshell River. It was easy then for anyone to get a job in or around the town, for there was plenty of money and plenty of work. Easy, that is, for anyone except Bill Aiken, who had just returned to Roundup from 5 years away. As our story opens, young Aiken is in the saddle shop talking to the proprietor.
I can do leather work, Mr. Hansen. I've done it before.
And... Oh.
But I got to get a job, and you advertise for a man. And...
I didn't advertise for an ex-convict, Aiken. That's all. Good day.
Good day.
What did he say, Bill?
Just what all of them say or think. They don't want a jailbird working for him, Mary. What's the use?
Oh, please don't talk that way. I know you didn't do anything wrong. I never doubted you for one second. It's just that all the evidence was against you.
5 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. Should have known better than to come back to my old hometown.
You'll get a job somewhere, Bill. I know you will. People aren't all that cruel and hidebound.
No, Mary. I'll be riding out of town this afternoon.
Oh, please,
Bill. It'll be better for you if I go. I don't reckon I'm the one for you now. I wished it could be different, but I guess it can't. Well, so long.
Oh, Bill, wait.
Good luck.
Oh, Bill.
We not been in the town of Roundup for a long time, Cisco.
About 5 years, Pancho.
Si. And we're right back here to see Senor Bill Aiken, no?
Si. I am still interested in his case, especially after talking with the prison warden the other day.
Oh, the warden thinks Senor Aiken innocent, too?
Well, he did not say that, amigo. He only said Bill Aiken was a model prisoner in spite of the efforts of his cellmate, an hombre named Miguel Santo, to turn him into a bad one.
Oh, Pancho, remember, old Sheriff Tompkins not think he was guilty.
Well, I do not think so either, Pancho. Hey, look, down at the river's edge, watering his horse.
Oh, Pancho never see that hombre before, Cisco.
Of course you have. He's Bill Aiken.
He not seem very friendly, Cisco.
I cannot say I blame him. Oh, there, ho, ho.
Hold on,
Buenas tardes, senor.
Buenas tardes.
Howdy.
I believe I am speaking to Senor Bill Aiken.
Who wants to know?
Cisco and Pancho want to be your friends, senor, and not to be mad at them.
Cisco, Pancho, yeah. You two were around here when, some years ago.
Si.
Well, I reckon I'll be hauling freight out of here.
Your saddlebags are packed as if for a long journey.
Well, you're not staying around up, Senor?
No. Back, boy, back.
I know it is bad to ask questions, but I am going to ask one nevertheless. Why are you leaving Roundup?
That's none of your business, Cisco.
You are right. It is not.
Oh, but then you was on my side, I don't mind telling you. I couldn't get a job in Roundup. Men I'd known all my life just said no or turned their backs on me.
It's too bad. Not the way people ought to be.
No, but it's the way they are. I never stole that horse. That hombre knocked on my door one night. It was raining. He asked if he could buy room in my stable for his horse overnight. I told him to help himself, no charge. He said he'd come in the house after he put up his horse, but I never saw him again.
Sounds like he puts up job to Pancho.
Next morning, the sheriff come and took me in. The horse was valuable. He'd been stole from one of the big ranches.
As Pancho said, it sounds like a put-up job. However, tell me, Senor Aiken, is Sam Hardy still in business in Roundup?
Yeah, he's got a feed and grain store. Why?
Did you ask him for a job?
No, I didn't get that far down the street. Anyway, he just turned me down like all the rest of them.
I am not so sure. Sam Hardy is a gentleman with a fine understanding of his fellow men.
We stay at his house when we up here last time, Cisco.
See, it is your choice, Bill Aiken. But I hope you will ride back into town with us. Even if Senor Hardy has no job for you, he might know where you could get one.
All right, Cisco. I'll try it once more. And thanks.
You do like your job, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, you bet I do. Cisco was right, Mary. Mr. Hardy's a fine man. Yeah, this morning he told me I was doing good work.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you've only been working there 3 weeks.
Things have changed a lot. That prison life's like a dream. Miguel Santo and all the rest of it.
Don't think about it, Bill.
I can't help it. Well, that reminds me. Santo was to be discharged from prison last week. I wonder if he'll come back to Roundup.
Well, he hasn't been here for years.
He used to like you pretty well, Mary, come to think of it.
Well, I didn't like him. I couldn't stand him. Oof.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You were looking right at the store. Is there anything wrong?
No. I just happened to think of something. I'll see you after work, Mary. It's nothing, honest.
Well, I hope everything's all right, Bill.
Sure it is. See you later.
Hiya, cellmate.
What are you doing here, Santo?
Is that any way to say hello to a pal?
What do you want with me?
Oh, no, not so loud, Willie. The old man's in his office.
I said, what do you want?
Well, I could use a little money. Say about $100?
You won't get it from me.
You better think again, Willie. You got a job here. But it wouldn't be hard to fix it so you wouldn't have one. A boss is always ready to fire a jailbird.
You coyote.
And the sheriff is always ready to grab him. So, how about that 100?
Get out of here, you sidewinder.
Now, I'm warning you, Willie.
I said get out, and I meant just that. Out you go with the seat of the pants and the scruff of the neck.
Hey, cut it out.
Now, stay out of here, Sino.
You're going to get it for that, Willie. You're going to get it good and plenty.
Bill?
Yeah, Mr. Hardy?
What's going on out there?
Oh, just moving a couple of bales of this hay.
Well, never mind that. Here's a wagon load of feed out back to go to Marston's place. Drive it right out, if you will.
Yes, sir, right away. Oh, and, Mr. Hardy.
Yes, Bill?
If anybody should come in, well, I mean, should tell you... Well, never mind. I'll tell you the story when I get back.
Anyone out in the store? I say, anyone out there?
Yeah, somebody is, Gaffer.
Who are you? What do you want? What are you doing with that gun?
I want money, Gaffer. All you got in that cash box in that safe.
What you'll get is this gun.
No, you don't.
Put that down.
I'll see about the cash box. Yeah. Only $50. And that blasted safe is shut. Yeah. I should have made the gaff open the safe before I gun-whipped him down. Yeah. Maybe this ham will do it. Come on, open up. Open up, confound you! Why didn't I use my brains? Only $50 for a murder. Well, I'll burn the place down. And him with it. They'll think Aiken did it. They'll sure think Aiken did it.
Senor Aiken get along pretty well, Cisco, no?
I believe he is, Pancho. Senor Hardy told me he is very pleased with his work.
Oh, he's good. Now pretty soon we ride back south?
We still have not proved his innocence in that horse-stealing case. That case baffles me, amigo. All I can find out is that when the horse was stolen from the rancho, a valuable pair of silver-mounted spurs was also stolen from the tack room. Hey, Pancho, look. The grain and feed store.
Well, smoke come out of the door. The place is on fire.
Hold it, ho, ho. Oh, hold it, ho. Leave our horses here, Pancho. Come on.
All right. Come on, boys. Bring all the buckets you can. Come on. Hurry up.
Fire may be mostly smoke, Pancho. Looks that way to me. Let us get into the building.
Oh, it's a lot of smoke, Cisco.
See? Look, that fire started at the foot of that grain bin. Burned away the side of the bin. The grain smothered the fire. Come on, let us have a look in the office, Pancho. Madre mia.
Hi, it's old Senor Hardy. He looked dead, Cisco.
Sheriff, come in here.
What is it? Well, by Judas, this is mighty bad. A murder, eh?
Yeah, it looks that way, Sheriff.
How'd that fire get started? Where's Mr. Hardy?
Well, he's right here, Aiken. Right where you left him.
Great Scott. Is he dead?
You ought to know.
Not just one moment, Sheriff.
I'll do the talking. This is what comes of trusting an ex-convict. Aiken, you're under arrest on suspicion of murder.
Now, look, Sheriff.
Shut up. And you and your partner come along, too, Cisco. I got some questions to ask you.
Well, Sheriff, not find evidence to hold us, Cisco.
He's still suspicious just the same. Now, we must prove that Bill Aiken did not kill Senor Hardy.
Not can prove nothing now. It's after dark.
I'm not so sure. This afternoon, we went back to the store. We saw marks on the dial of the safe, as if someone had hit the dial with a metal instrument.
We not know when that is done, Cisco.
It was recently done. Tiny piece of the metal crumbled off in my fingers.
Oh, maybe that Miguel Santo, hombre. Oh, Senor Bill, tell us he around here today.
Shh, quieto, Pancho. I thought I saw the flicker of a light inside the store, in the office.
Oh, there. Pancho, did you see it?
Come on. Make no noise.
Ay! What that? What that, Cisco?
Someone just blew open that safe. Come on, Chico. Yo, bandido, get your hands up.
Safe blown wide open, no?
Oh, no, you don't. You see this here bottle? You can shoot me, but I'll still manage the smashing on the floor.
What that bottle?
Nitroglycerin. Drop that gun, hombre, or I'll smash the bottle and blow this place sky high.
It's up to Cisco to guess whether or not Miguel Santo is bluffing. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients. And it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
Mm-hmm. Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Blackmail at Roundup. When Bill Aiken returned to his hometown of Roundup, Montana, after serving a 5-year sentence for horse stealing, he found that the Cisco Kid was there to help him get a job. More, when a few weeks later Bill's employer was found murdered, Cisco determined to find the murderer and thus prove Bill innocent. Returning at night to the feed store where Bill had worked, Cisco and Pancho heard the thud of nitroglycerin as the office safe was blown. Entering the office, Cisco ordered one Miguel Santo to throw up his hands. But Santo grabbed a small bottle, said it was nitroglycerin, and threatened to blow the building sky high. Now...
Aye, Pancho not like that stuff, Cisco.
I said drop that gun before I count to three. One, two...
Cisco, he mean that...
Very well, hombre. You win this time.
Now back up against the wall. Quick! Now stay there till I get this money into my bag.
You are Miguel Santo?
Never mind who I am. Stay where you are, understand? Come out of this building inside of 10 minutes and I'll blow it up.
Oh, Pancho's teeth still chatter, Cisco. Oh, that nitro.
Come on,
oh.
Pancho, come on. Let's get out of here.
Oh, he say wait 10 minutes, Cisco.
Never mind what he said. He will not wait 10 minutes. You can be certain of that. Come on, Pancho.
Oh, somebody come in the front way.
Then let us go out this way, through the back door.
No, you don't. Get them hands up.
Yeah, I thought I heard an explosion from in here. So it's you and your partner, Cisco.
Now we got the trouble, Cisco.
I caught the buzzards, boys. In this way.
You may think you have sheriff, but you are wrong.
Are you sidewinder, Cisco?
Come on, Pancho, run. You look like you fight with the sheriff. He would have thrown us into jail. We cannot help Bill Aiken from a jail cell.
Which way that bandido goes, Cisco?
I have no idea, but the town is small, so we should hear him if he tries to ride out tonight.
Well, Pancho, keep watch at the other end of the street, no?
Good idea. Keep away from the sheriff.
Si. Same for you, Cisco.
Let me know if you see or hear anything suspicious. Si. I will either be right around here or just outside the jail, talking with Senor Aiken.
Yes? What are you... Oh, good heavens, it's Miguel Santo.
Don't make any noise. Get back in the room.
What are you doing here?
Ah, now ain't that a fine welcome for a man who's been away for years? You plumb break my heart, honey.
What do you want?
I hear you work at the Cattlemen's Exchange Bank.
What of it?
Just this. You and I are going to take a quiet walk to that bank, and you're going to let me in and help me bundle up the cash in there.
Oh, I'll do nothing of the kind. I'll turn you over to the sheriff.
Oh, no, you won't, honey. I used to think you was pretty nice. In fact, I was mighty jealous of Bill Aiken, so much so that I... Well, I won't go into that.
Oh, so much so that perhaps you framed Bill on that horse-stealing charge.
I didn't say that.
Oh, of course. Why didn't I see that before? You're probably the one who killed Mr. Hardy.
That's enough. Now, you listen. We're going to that bank and nobody's going to see us or hear us. While I'm at it tonight, I'm going to make a real nice cash haul. Come on.
Senor Aiken.
Yeah? That you, Cisco?
Si. Get as close to the cell window as you can, senor.
Yeah.
Sound scary on the night air. They do not want us to be heard.
What was that explosion a while ago, Cisco? Sheriff went tearing out of his office a mile a minute.
A bandido blew open the safe in Senor Hardy's office. I think he was Miguel Santo. Tell me, when Santo used to be around this town, where did he live?
You know where the big granite shelf is? The foot of North Hill by the river?
I can't find it.
He lived right there in a shack he built himself.
Does anyone live there now?
No. Place ain't livable. Roof's most gone.
Bueno. I'll search the place as soon as possible.
For Cisco? What do you expect to find?
I do not know. But this Miguel Santo is a cruel, vicious criminal. He might be the one who framed you into prison.
I've wondered about that myself, Cisco. He never let on when he was cellmates at prison. Then they moved him out after a while.
Why was he in prison?
for cattle rustling down around Billings.
Did he have anything against you while he was here in Roundup?
Nah, it didn't seem to, Cisco. Once or twice he tried to cut me out from the girl, but she just gave him the cold shoulder. He never seemed to hold it against her or me.
Men have sought revenge for less than that, amigo. I'm glad you told me. Hasta la vista. And keep up your courage.
Where are you going now?
Down to keep watch on the senorita's house.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho. What is it?
Oh, Pancho, run like anything to find you, Cisco. Pancho, see hombre and senorita come out of the house.
Out of which house?
Is the house where the senorita Mary lives, Cisco. They walk past the bush where Pancho hide, and Pancho think the senorita crying. Almost make Pancho cry, too.
Was she senorita Mary?
Pancho think so.
Did you get a look at the hombre?
Oh, it was a little too dark, Cisco. But after they pass Pancho, they cross the street and they go for where the cattleman's bank is.
Good work, Pancho. Very fine work indeed. We are going to that bank, too, and fast.
Clean out that other cash draw, honey, and make it fast.
You can't get away with this. You'll never get away with this.
That's my worry. Clean out that cash draw. That'll slide right into this sack nice and easy. And the sack will hold a lot more money, too. Now open that vault.
I can't. I haven't got the combination.
I said open the vault. I know you can. I was in here the other day when it was raining. I saw you open that vault. Now get going.
You devil, Santo.
Don't stall about it either. I'll get it open. I can live in comfort on all this money. Now get in there and throw out the money. The paper money. Quick. It's too bad I can't get Willie blamed for this, too. But then I guess a murder charge against him's good enough.
I'm going to tell the sheriff the whole story. You won't get away with this.
You're
going to
tell the sheriff nothing, honey. That fills the sack. So long.
Oh, no, wait. You can't lock me in this vault.
Who says I can't? Now get back in there. You'll do no talking to nobody.
Oh, you murderer!
Turn this way, Pancho.
See, Cisco, right behind you.
I'll show you.
Look out, Pancho. He's going to shoot. Down behind the counter. Do a little shooting myself.
Ooh, gun smoke thick in here, Cisco.
You think you got me? Far from it, hombre.
Cisco, he shoot out the little lamp. Oh, now Pancho cannot see nothing.
There he goes, out the door. Look after the senorita, Pancho. I think she has fainted. I'll go after that bandito.
Hey, it's Cisco. Grab him, boy.
What is the matter with you, Sheriff? Miguel Santos, the man you want. He's running up the street toward the jail.
Right now, Cisco, we want you, and we got you.
Take another guess, Sheriff. I'll see you later.
Bastard, all couldn't you arm me, hold in.
Do you no good to run, bandito? You'll never get out of this town.
Maybe not. But before you get me, I'm going to get Bill Aiken.
So, that is your game. We will see about that. Watch out, Senor Aiken. Watch out for Santo.
I'll kill him. And I'll kill you.
You are wrong in both cases, bandito. As far as you are concerned, instead you'll live a little while longer. Are we going to have more trouble, Senor Sheriff? Or will you listen to reason?
I heard what he said, Cisco, about killing Bill Aiken and you. Maybe I've been wrong. Well, anyway, it won't take long to find out.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff. You are a gentleman after all.
Anyway, Santo Bandito, he confessed he killed Senor Hardy.
Si, so he did, Pancho. But he did not confess to framing Bill Aiken here into prison.
Personally, I'm thankful Bill got out of the murder charge, Cisco.
So am I.
If possible, we want to clear him of the horse-stealing charge, Senorita. But I admit we have looked everywhere in and around this old shack of Santos and have found nothing.
We might as well give it up.
Oh, what you bet Cisco not give up?
Yeah, wait. Is that a loose board at the foot of that bunk? I will see. Well, a regular little compartment here. A couple of old magazines, a rusty knife. Look at these, amigos.
What? A pair of silver-mounted spurs.
The ones he stole when he stole the horse.
Oh, Pancho, tell you she's gonna give up.
We are not certain about that, Senor Bill. But we will be certain before long.
I'll bet on those being the ones.
If so, this should clear your name.
Oh, I'm so happy. Bill, I know you won't mind if I kiss Cisco.
Gracias, senorita.
And Pancho.
Oh, gracias, senorita, gracias. And now Pancho very glad he came all the way to Montana, no? Cisco.
Sí, Pancho.
Well, that santo bandido confessed he steal the horses, and he framed Senor Bill Aiken at last, he confessed.
When he saw those spurs, there was little he could do but confess.
Sí. And Senor Aiken, he buy the feed store from what you call it, Cisco?
From Senor Hardy's estate.
Sí, sí.
Since the viejo had no claiming relatives. So, from now on, I hope life will be good to Bill Aiken.
Sí, sí, Pancho hopes so, too. Oh, Pancho, wish he could write a letter to Senor Bill and to the senorita when they get married, Cisco.
If only you had stayed in school, Pancho, you would have learned to write.
Well, Pancho wish now he had stayed in his school.
Well, did you not like school, Chico?
Si, si, Pancho liked school very much, Cisco. Pancho very smart in school, too.
You were very smart in school?
Oh, si. One time Pancho get 100 in 2 things.
100 in 2 things?
Si.
Well, now, that is what I call being very smart indeed.
Very smart.
Well, tell me, amigo, what were the 2 things you got the 100 in?
Oh, that easy, Cisco.
Well, tell me.
Pancho get 50 in arithmetic and 50 in history.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Oh.
<I'm telling you. laughs>
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched, to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say,
tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say, good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.